Vilified. Independent. Mysterious. The Argonians of Black Marsh. It is sometimes said that history is written by the victors. Regardless of the accuracy of that statement, within the Elder Scrolls franchise, it's often easy to see that history is written by elves and men. The greatest civilizations and the worst wars belong to those two species, with other races, such as Argonians, being continually marginalized. In this video, we'll go over the reptilian beast folk that primarily dwell in the swamp region of Black Marsh, and discuss their tragedies and triumphs. Unfortunately, very little at all is known of the early days of the Argonians, as they were not believed to be literate at the time that the elves spread across Tamriel, and thus were little more than footnotes in elvish journals. While it seems clear that the Argonians have always called the region of Argonia home, more commonly known as Black Marsh, there's also evidence that they had spread further into Tamriel before being pushed back into their homeland. There were also other races dwelling in Black Marsh at this time, including other beast folk and some elves. For the great majority of Tamriel, however, the Argonians were viewed as vile savages living in a land of darkness and terror. Black Marsh, proudly referred to as Argonia, and derogatively known as the garbage heap of Tamriel, is the region in the southeast of the continent, although its actual size is largely unknown to most cartographers due to the density and thickness of its swamps and jungles. Surprisingly little is known of Argonian culture and infrastructure within Black Marsh, but overall it's believed by most outsiders to be a fairly backwater region, with little presence in the economic and political scenes of Tamriel. Attempts have been made throughout history to establish trade routes between Black Marsh and the rest of Tamriel, but they've all met with failure due to the time it takes for goods to travel out of the swampy regions. Since the goods being exported out of Black Marsh are generally foodstuffs, they all ended up rotten upon arrival. Over the course of many centuries during the First Era, Black Marsh and the Argonians living there were largely ignored, with very few Argonians choosing to leave their homeland in order to live amongst others. Criminals and pirates would often flee into Black Marsh in order to use its dense landscape to hide from Imperial law, creating problems for the Argonians. The Argonians came to understand that human culture was based around murder, pillaging, and slavery, and they grew to resent the Empire. The Empire was content to leave Black Marsh alone, but toward the end of the First Era, the Reman Dynasty came into power, with the intent of conquering all of Tamriel, including Black Marsh. Although the Argonians managed to organize an army in order to resist the Empire, they would end up falling beneath the might of the more powerful civilization, and Black Marsh was considered part of the Reman Empire. Sadly, the most notable use that the Empire had for Black Marsh was to turn it into a prison state for their worst criminals. With the end of the Reman Dynasty, and the chaos in the Empire that followed, the Argonians declared themselves independent, with little resistance from the crumbling Empire. With the loss of Imperial protection, banditry and slavery returned to Black Marsh in full force, with the Dunmer of Morrowind dragging off whole tribes in chains. During this time, a deadly plague infected Tamriel for 4 decades, originating in Black Marsh and spreading across the continent. The death toll from this period is unknown, but numerous cities and villages were devastated by the plague. Curiously, Argonians were completely immune to the symptoms, giving rise to the popular opinion that the Argonians and their shamans created the plague in the first place. Whether that's true or not, fear of Black Marsh and the Argonians grew even more pronounced, although the Dunmer still risked enslaving them due to their economy depending on slave labor. When Tiber Septim set out to conquer all of Tamriel, it's said that even he hesitated about conquering Black Marsh, and was content to attack the borders and neglect the inner swamps. It's believed that Black Marsh was incorporated into the Empire through treaty. With the Imperials back in control of Black Marsh during the Third Era, the Argonian homeland returned to being a prison state for the Empire. Slavery had been outlawed throughout the majority of the Septim Empire, but one of the conditions of the treaty that the Empire signed with Morrowind to bring it under their control allowed the Dunmer to continue their slave trade. Eventually, a civil war broke out in Morrowind pertaining to the slave trade, leading to its abolishment, although some fringes of the region still saw its practice. The majority of Argonians living in the depths of Black Marsh saw very little imperial rule, and it's debatable whether they even acknowledged it. The Empire kept mostly to utilizing the coastlines of Black Marsh, often using Argonian advisors to assist them. It's at this point that I would be remiss in discussing the Argonians without also discussing the Hist. The Hist are a specific type of tree contained within the depths of Black Marsh, although it's believed they were once spread across all of Tamriel and the rest of the planet. Information on the Hist is scarce, but supposedly they are species of sentient trees, although some regard that as unfounded nonsense. Regardless, the Argonians revere the Hist, and believe that the Hist are all connected, and are capable of communication with the Argonians. The Argonians believe that the Hist are the source of all life, and are also linked to their belief in the afterlife. Hist sap is also of note, as one theory believes that when Argonians are born, they are neither male or female, and they must consume the sap of a Hist tree to induce a physical change that determines their gender. As very few non-Argonians have ever seen a Hist tree, let alone study one, they are among the most mysterious elements of an already mysterious region. During the Oblivion Crisis at the end of the Third Era, the Hist supposedly foresaw the events to come, and called back the majority of Argonians in Tamriel to Black Marsh. Apparently, the Hist proceeded to physically alter the Argonians, making them stronger, faster, and hardier. When Oblivion Gates opened in Black Marsh, the Daedra were quickly overrun by the combined might of the changed Argonians, and they repelled the invading force. With the fall of the Imperial Empire once again, the Thalmor, the government of the Aldmeri Dominion seeking to restore proper elven rule to Tamriel, incited the Argonians into attacking Morrowind. Morrowind had recently been beset with both the Oblivion Crisis as well as the crashing of a meteor and the eruption of the Red Mountain, leaving the entire region in disarray. The united and powerful Argonians quickly swept across southern Morrowind, sacking many cities along the way. They made it as far as the Red Mountain before finally being stopped and repelled by a small army of Dunmer. Up to the current point in time for the series, the Argonians are still in control of southern Morrowind. As I mentioned at the start, Argonians have been marginalized, insulted, and enslaved throughout most of the history of the Elder Scrolls. They've fought for their secrecy and independence for centuries, possibly even resorting to spreading a plague in order to wipe out intruders. Until the release of another Elder Scrolls game to shine more light onto further events of the Fourth Era, it seems that the Argonians are in a more favorable position than normal, with no imperial yoke around their necks and controlling a significant portion of Morrowind. Of the living civilizations on Tamriel, it's easy to see that the Argonians are certainly among the most mysterious, but I hope this video has given some insight into the reptilian race.